Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Truma Stafai involved, and we are starting Ayin Hamad Beis about three lines up from the bottom with the words Amar Avami, and in the Vilna Surah Sadaf, it's right at the end of Mem Beis Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah. We continue talking about Giloy, wine, water, and milk that were left open, and the Chashash is that a snake might have come to drink from it and left its poison inside, so it's dangerous to drink. I'll begin just by talking about general things that are dangerous. Amar Avami says, a person must be careful of what the Briyas, of what regular people are usually afraid of. Number one, delimitin barnash printin gaipuma, a person is not allowed to put money into his mouth. That's because everyone touches money and there's germs on it. The Mepharshim explained that there's zeya, there's sweat, but that's what we call germs, and therefore it's dangerous. On top, one shouldn't put food underneath their bed. That's because there's a ruach ra there. Pita tachos shichio, don't put bread in the armpit because there's zeya there. And lastly, mitzah sakino goy puglo, sakino goy srego, don't stab a knife into a radish or into an esrog and eat it like that, because perhaps the point of the knife is going to go through and poke you in the mouth. Any sweat, any perspiration that comes from a person, it's considered poison, except for sweat that comes from the face. And continue to talk about Giloy Kachal and Rabbi Yonasan, when they would ask Rabbi Yonasan about Giloy, am I allowed to drink it or not? So Armel, he would tell the fellow, Arva Dunav Shachana, am I a guarantor for your soul? I wouldn't drink it if I were you. It's dangerous. There could be poison in there. And Rabbi Yani would tell a person who came to ask him about Giloy, in Kata Kata Shichar, if you're trying to gain, you're gaining coals. In Ovid Margoli, and if you're losing, you're losing a pearl. In other words, if you're trying to gain by drinking this wine because you don't want to lose out on a little bit of wine that you're going to have to spill out, well, it's like you're selling coals, which is not really making so much money because just a little bit of wine. And if you want to think about how much you're losing out on, well, you're losing out on a pearl. Your life is a pearl because you might die. And over Shimon Lakesh, Rish Lakesh said, even if you were to sell yourself to cannibals, they would at least buy you for a lot of money. So even though you're going to die because they're going to eat you, at least you're going to make a lot of money that you can give over to your wife and kids. But over here, you're making no money because what are you doing? Drinking a little bit of wine instead of pouring it out? Well, you might die because of that, and it's not worth it. And now we continue talking about Gilui with water. Tani the Brisa says, Maim Shan is Galu, if water was left open, he shouldn't sprinkle it in his house to tamp down the dust, and he shouldn't spill them out of Shosarabim, and that's because you or other people might walk on them, and the poison is going to go onto the foot. Don't give it to a guy. You're not allowed to give this water to your friend's animal because that's damaging him, but he could give it to his own animal, and if he wants to run the risk of his animal dying, that's his choice. Continuing, Maim Shan is Galu, water that was left open, he's allowed to mix them into cement, and that's because he's doing so with his hands, and then it's going to stick to his hands. He's not allowed to wash dishes with it. Not allowed to wash bowls, plates, cups, and different serving dishes. It wouldn't even have to say that he's not allowed to wash his face, hands, or feet with it. Or the others say, the only time it's usher to use this water to wash things with is in a place where a person has a cut or a crack on his skin. Panav kasir to him. A face is considered like he has cracks or cuts because you have the nose and other places where the poison can go into. The tips of his fingers and toes also is like a sirta, because the place where his nail meets the skin, there's a little crack over there and the poison might go in. And continuing with this, one is not allowed to knead a dough with water that was left out. Says, if a person bakes this dough afterwards in the fire, it's permitted to eat it because the fire burns up the poison in the snake and there's no danger. That's only if the bread is not crumbly. But if after you baked it, it's crumbly, so you're not allowed to eat it, because we're afraid that the reason why it's crumbly is due to the snake poison. Or the Kalma, then everyone agrees, but Maim Shahochamu Shasr, that if we had water that was gilu, it was left open, and then it was heated up, it's usher to drink it. And so we ask, Mabein Pas, Mabein Amayim. So what's the difference between bread and water? Why is it if we have bread that was kneaded with gilu water, there's no problem if it's baked? Whereas water, we have an issue even though it was cooked. So the answer is, Kana Ur Shalit, Vakan Ein Ur Shalit, Kana Kli Mafsik, Vakan Ein Kli Mafsik. When we're dealing with bread, the fire is able to be shalit. It's able to have an influence, if you will, on the bread itself, whereas on the water, it doesn't have a direct influence. And that's because when we're dealing with the water, the kli is mafsik. Water's inside a kli, and the fire is heating up the kli, which is heating up the water. So that doesn't really affect the snake poison. But in the case of the bread, there's no kli that's mafsik. The fire has direct influence and impact on the bread, and therefore it burns out the snake poison. Now Shmuel says, Mayasi l'rasha zeh, what can this rasha, which is referring to a snake, what can he do to me? Ein ani shayse el chamin, I only drink hot water. And Mil say, Omar, tzaynin shenasu chamin mutarin. Shmuel is clearly telling us that if we had cold water that was giloy, and then it was heated up, it is mutar. Shmuel obviously argues with what we just said before. And our Ruchanina says, Rasha zeh daita nekiya. This Rasha, this snake, he's very particular. And he doesn't drink hot water that became cold. And even if the water is cold right now, the snake can tell if it was once previously heated. And Mil say, Amr, this tells us, that if the water was heated up, and then it became cold, and then it was giloy, you're allowed to drink it, because the snake's not going to drink from it. Whereas Rav Avoh says, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Bein zeh usur, whether it's this or that, it's usur. No drinking of mayim megulim, whether it was cold and then heated, or heated and then cold, it doesn't make a difference. I'm Vav Beis on top. The Gemara continues. Masisim Sayel Rabbi Yechanan. The following brass is right for Rabbi Yechanan. The brass says, Chamin, hot water, calls Ban Shemal and Hevel, as long as there's steam coming out of it. Harel Mutarin, they're mutter, there's no issue of Gilui because the snake is afraid. Aval Maim HaMagulim, but once it's Maim HaMagulim regular, Al Bisham Chaman, even though they were heated up once, Harel Asurin, they're Usur because now they're cold. And the Gemara continues, Make Vashin, Mishlaka, Sumer, Tumusin, Harel Mutarin, all these waters are mutter. That's because they're like fruit juices. Make Vashim is water that something was pickled in. Mishlakis is water something was cooked in. And Meitur Musin is bean water and all these things. Again, the snake is not going to drink from. However, Maim Shei Di'ech Behen Kvashim Mishlakis V'Tumusin, water that was used to wash off all these things, Harel Asurin, they're Asur because the snake will drink from them. And lastly, Di'ech Behen Anovim V'Avshim, take out the word L'Chayla, Asur. If water was used to wash off grapes or not fully ripe grapes, that water is Asur because of Gilu as well, because even though it was used to wash off grapes, a snake will still drink from it. And the Gemara continues, now going back to wine. Hamishabaras Shal Yayin, when we have a wine filter, meaning we're pouring wine into another receptacle. So Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, that's proper Girsa. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im Hais Pakuka Melamala, if the wine that's in the Mishameris, in the filter, is covered, is pakuk, is stopped up, Afal Pishi Pasucha Melamaton, even though it's open below, meaning the wine that's in the bottom receptacle, the wine that's already been through the filter, even though that one's open. So the idea is that we have a barrel on the floor, and slightly above it is a large filter, and a whole barrel worth of wine is poured into that filter. Maybe it's like a cheesecloth or something like that. It's mutter to drink the wine in the bottom kli, even if it's open, because the snake is afraid of the drip drop of the wine coming from the filter. But as Rabbi Yehuda just told us, that's only if the wine in the filter is covered. If not, the snake will drink from that wine. Rabbi Yehuda understands that the poison will go through the filter. However, Rabbi Nechemya Aimer, that's proper Girsa. Rabbi Nechemya tells us, Imai Satachtoina Mechusa, only if the bottom one is closed, Afal Pishalion Megula, even though the upper one is open, mutter is permitted to drink. And again, that's even though a snake might drink from the wine that's in the filter. That's because the snake poison is going to remain in the svacha, in the filter. It's going to get trapped there, and it's going to stay up there, and it's not going to go into the bottom one. And therefore, all we have to make sure is that the bottom one is covered so that a snake doesn't drink from the bottom one itself, and then it's permitted. Now, Amar Blazer Blazer clarifies, Bishalai Taraf. That's only if he didn't mix the wine which is in the filter. Avalam Taraf, Asr. But if you mix it, it's Asr. You know, a lot of times if you're trying to strain something through a cheesecloth, it's all the pulp and seeds, whatever it is that you're making, maybe you're squeezing fresh orange juice, and all that gunk is getting caught in the filter, so you kind of stick your finger into it and mush it around and try to squeeze whatever juice is left through the filter, that was done to the wine, it's usser, because then poison will go through the filter. I think Mark continues, Lugin Betikai Mutter. If he has Lugin, which is basically a jug of open wine in his teak, in his bag, so it's mutter, there's no issue of Giloy because being covered by his bag. However, Mechusa Vene Pakuk Usser. Let's say he has a jug which is on the table and it's covered by a board. Mechusa means it's covered, but it's not Pakuk, it's not plugged up, meaning there isn't a cork inside the actual hole, it's just covered from the top. It's usser because a snake will come, pop the board up, drink, and then go back. However, pakuk veinu mechusa, plugged up with a cork and it's not covered, imhaya pkakai chutz, mutter. If the pkak is considered a pkak chutz, so then it's mutter. And the general idea of a pkak chutz is that it's a very strong cork, it's a very strong plug. And there's two different understandings of what this is. Train amuran, the two amuran that argue about this. Chan number one says, kadesh yinotu pkakai, that the cork has to be stuffed in so tightly that you could pick up the entire wine bottle or kli that has wine in it simply just by holding onto the cork. But chan number other one says that no, kadesh leikanas leseichai reshe karkar, as long as the plug is tight enough that you can't stick a thin wooden stick into it. Reshe karkar is the head of a karkar. It's some sort of weaving tool that's used. So as long as that's not able to be slipped in between the cork or the plug and the wine bottle itself, so then there's no issues of giloy because that means that a snake can't slip its way in either. And Amar Barba says, Manda avet tavos, if a person wants to do what's good, pakik la umechsila, he'll not only plug it up with a cork, but he'll also cover it on top with like a board of sorts. Another din, lagan shenicha b'shida tevo migdal, let's say he left an open bottle or flask of wine in some sort of closet or box, ushchachai, and he forgot it over there, and then he came back and he found it, usser, it's usser, because it's possible that when he put it into the closet or box, there was already a snake in there. However, if originally, before he put the wine in, he checked his box or closet that he was putting it into to make sure there was no snakes, and the coast was clear, so then later on, he's allowed to drink it, even though it was left open, because he doesn't have to be chayshish, there's a snake in there. Now, we have a story about this, chad of the asukumi rabbi, there was a story that came to rabbi, there was a fellow that saw a snake with his own eyes, uncorking the wine, and then putting the cork back. And so it seems to be that even if the wine is corked, snakes can get to it. However, Amar Rebbe said, just because of this Rasha, because of this snake that you saw taking out the cork and putting it back, we're going to asser all different types of covers for wines and say that there's no way to prevent your wine from giloy because snakes can get to them? Obviously not. However, Ayin Zayin Amar Alpha on top, Amar Rav Manar, Manar commented, wouldn't it be logical to say that at least in that situation where the fellow himself saw that the snake uncovered it and put the cork back on, that wine would be usser, even though the fellow didn't see the snake drinking from it? Obviously, in that situation, the fellow would be usser to drink from his wine. That's not sufficient grounds to usser all wine corks, because all snakes are that good. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about Giloy. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.